This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBA action tonight. Just two games, and we just got done talking about how there may be some limited options for how you want to bet either one of these games, Miami, Boston, New Orleans, OKC. Maybe they're on the card somewhere. Plenty of baseball today. Maybe a few more draft bets. Maybe even we sprinkle a couple Stanley Cup playoff bets in there as well. Lightning bets in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. If you missed anything today, that's exactly why you have your Odyssey app. Not just for listening to us wherever you may be in the world at any given moment, live between 9 a.m. and noon Eastern every single day, but also getting it on demand, like our discussion with Ben Robinson of Grinding the Mocks earlier, Chris Russell from Team 980 in Washington, D.C., both talking about how they see the first round playing out. Nick Friedel earlier, Odyssey NBA Insider, all of them available inside your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Download it today. And like I said, take us with you to the gym, in the car, on your way to work, running errands, to the store, whatever it may be, you've got BetQL Daily with you. And of course, always available live as well on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, and on YouTube. Just search Odyssey Sports. So here we are. We have arrived at Lightning Bets, and I feel like I've got way too much to spray the board with baseball-wise. But like we talked about, Joe, there's just not a lot of angles on tonight's NBA games, or even, to be quite honest, tonight's Stanley Cup playoff games either.
Okay. I'm worried that I'm going to have too much because I probably shouldn't. You're right. That should be the reaction. You shouldn't bet these too much. Only two games. They're not very compelling matchups. They should be playing these games tomorrow night instead of tonight against the NFL draft. Like, what the hell are you thinking?
How are we supposed to juggle first round of the NFL draft with Sixers Knicks tomorrow night? How am I supposed to do that?
It's easy for me. Sixers Knicks will not be on my TV.
It'll be in one
TVs.
Little tiny corner.
No,
I'll do that thing where I put it down in the tiny box at the bottom and watch the draft on the big part of the screen.
Nope. You've got to watch all the versions of the draft. No, this is one of the best sports nights tomorrow night of the entire year. You've got NFL Network, there's ESPN, there's ABC. No, I don't care. There's nothing else happening in sports tomorrow in my world. Nothing.
What will be your go-to broadcast? Who do you watch the bulk of the time during the first round of the draft?
Let me know on Friday when you guys want to talk about NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, what happened on Thursday night, because I'm going for a walk. Nothing else is happening. Nobody else is watching. Nobody cares. Come on. No. You're not with me on this?
The NFL draft is
awesome.
I love the draft too, but there is so much downtime. And they space it out so perfectly now that, when we come back, it'll be the Jets picking at 10th overall. It used to have.
Good.
Sorry. I'm going to be a little too nostalgic here. Back in the day when the draft started on Saturday, right?
Saturday.
When it was just the weekend. Yes. I remember getting together with buddies. You'd hang out in someone's basement, watch the draft all day, maybe go back over on Sunday to watch the late rounds too. And you genuinely did not know when something crazy was going to happen. Now, I get it. It's a TV show. We love the television presentation of the NFL, especially on game days every Sunday. But I know if something's going to happen that I can go use the bathroom for the next 3 minutes while there's a Courtyard commercial on or a B-Dubs commercial on or whatever it may be. It's not. And then the picks get spoiled on social media before I even see them announced on the TV screen anyway.
They don't go on social media.
Anticlimactic.
You don't have to be on social media. You could make it your own TV show like they've done if you want. And by the way, you leave out that it went from 15 minutes down to 10. You remember when it was 15 minutes between picks? Like, it was way worse before. They've improved it, I think. Too much. It's too much.
They need the primetime viewing window. They need to get you all the way up through the 11 Eastern news.
I like the buildup between each pick because you're guessing on what's going to happen, and then you got the 10 minutes is a little bit the reaction of what just happened. Okay, now let's get ready for the next one. I think it's
But if it's chalky and there's not a lot of surprises for the first hour and a half or first 2 hours are going to be a lot of okay.
We don't even know what's going to happen at 8, 9, 10. We don't even know 8, 9.
Well, in a microcosm of like what Chris is trying to say, like we really, if you're not going to miss anything, probably the first two picks, like you don't really have to tune into this thing until like what, 45 minutes after it starts for the third pick.
Fair. Yeah. No, I do actually.
Roger Goodell is going to walk out on stage. And
well, yeah, you
get food,
you will, Joe. But
like
I'm saying, you know,
ask for it, and then you know the crowd will cheer whenever there's a obligatory mention of oh, we love Detroit. You know, it's become. There was a certain authenticity to it when they did it at Radio City, and a guy might walk out there for the best moment of his life and get booed unmercilessly, and the crowd was...
I did love the Jets. I did love the stupid Jets fans just ripping, no matter who the pick was, they hated it. It didn't matter. It could be a Hall of Famer. Hated it.
Moses could walk out there. They'd be like... Yeah, I don't know. I heard his wingspan not far enough to part the whole Red Sea. You know what I'm saying? Boo! I mean, they wouldn't boo anybody.
To Chris, your point of like they'll do the obligatory, we love Detroit, and get the crowd pop for the applause. I'm a little interested to see when that happens. How many Chicago and Bears people are there, to be honest? Like, there might be a contentious boo for Detroit, honestly. Like, I feel like there's a lot of Chicago people that are maybe going to be there in a good section with two top 10 picks and the number one.
Yeah. Yeah. I know someone working the draft. They're like, hey, you're going to come out? Where is it? Oh, Detroit? I'm good.
No,
pass.
I'm going to stay right here.
You're not packing up the car, Joe?
Nobody's driving to Detroit for the draft. Nobody's doing that, Jake.
What do you mean? Joe, I'm getting in the car in 10 minutes. I'll be at your house in 30. You better get ready, pal.
No, it's not happening. Nobody's doing such a thing. God. Oh, man, I'm looking at these old Jets picks. Remember Johnny Mitchell? 15th pick in the
Vaguely.
First round?
Yeah.
I think they were kind of excited. Were they excited about Browning Nagel, the quarterback?
God. No. I don't think they've ever been excited about a quarterback that was drafted.
They should have been.
Never.
They should have been. Yeah.
So do you have any other draft ideas or angles or anything that after today you feel any closer to feeling any better about?
No. I feel worse about everything. I'm going to probably make a million.
That's a T-shirt. I feel worse about everything.
Tomorrow? I think tomorrow when the show starts, I'm going to have at least 20 new bets that I'll be talking about all show. That's my guess.
Wow.
Now, remind me, you cannot bet on this or you can? Pennsylvania.
I can through certain entities, but...
Not legal. It's not legal, right?
It's not in your typical
plead the fifth.
Big name sports.
He's not going to incriminate him. Stop trying to get Chris Mack to incriminate himself here. Jeez.
I'm just trying to figure out what the law is there with sports betting.
Are no draft bets in your mobile sports betting apps in the Grand Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's like the draft doesn't even exist.
It's idiotic. I was down in Buffalo yesterday. Same thing for them. So jealous because they're like looking for numbers on the Bills and all that. They can't look it up there. Not available. Doesn't make any sense.
Again, depending on how crafty you are, you can figure it out, but I would never encourage such a thing. No.
I would. Screw that.
Well, you're in a state where you can encourage that.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Whatever.
The day that Joe's door gets kicked in on air is just going to be such good content.
Well, the damn governor here is trying to raise the tax rate, like more than double it on sports betting. So that's fun. Good job.
Good times.
Let's go. Jake, you were guessing that the White Sox Twins first 500 would be 3. It's 3.5. So I'm gonna bet the under 3.5 in that one. As far as tonight, yeah, it's tough. I understand the angle for OKC covering the number. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the thing that nobody's talking about. Give me Miami plus 14.5.
Really?
Spoelstra adjustments. Yeah. Okay. I know they're completely outclassed in this series. It's going to be a short series. They're probably going to lose this game, but you're giving me 14.5. There's always one game, even if the Heat are not up to the test. There's always one game, right? Usually game two, game three, where there's this incredible bounce back. Just something nobody saw coming. I'm going to take the Heat plus 14.5. I feel better about that one than taking Hero over on the threes. So as far as the other matchup, give me Valanciunas over 23.5 points and rebounds, ton of post-ups, paint touches in the other game, 13 and 20 in game one. I think we're going to see more Valanciunas over 23.5. And yeah, let's go McCollum over 20.5 points. So that's what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. I am not touching either one of these games because although the Miami plus 14.5 is an interesting look, just because I think the Celtics are going to have to fight the desire to just sort of rock themselves to sleep in this series, stay awake for all four and a half games of this series. So it's not a terrible look, but I'm all baseball. I don't even like the numbers on some of the Oilers props for their game against the Kings tonight, because I think they'll blow them out again in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I like Corey Seager, total bases, and sprinkle on a home run as well tonight. Also, we mentioned the Pete Alonso number, way up over 6-1 for him to homer. Good numbers against Snell in particular. I like the Red Sox Guardians first total game under 7.5 as well. White Sox and Twins tailing Jake's first five under 3.5. More bet slips and bat flips at 2 Eastern, Jakob.
Bet slips and bat flips, 2 p.m. Eastern, but a game before that, Cardinals, Diamondbacks. I like the Diamondbacks. I can't believe that they are dogs here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good look by you. Get the rest of Jake's baseball bets alongside Lucy Burge at 2 Eastern. The gang back together tomorrow to get you ready for the draft tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern right here on BetQL Daily.